Bedtime Bites presents Boo, the pumpkin who couldn't scare. In a patch of orange and green where pumpkins grew round and plump, there lived a little pumpkin named Maeve. Unlike her brothers and sisters, Maeve wasn't interested in becoming a scary jack-o'-lantern for Halloween. She dreamed of making people smile instead of scream. As October approached, the other pumpkins in the patch practiced their scariest faces. They twisted their stems into knots and tried to look as spooky as possible. But Maeve? She spent her days practicing her prettiest smiles and thinking of ways to spread joy. One crisp autumn afternoon, Farmer Joe came to the pumpkin patch with his big wheelbarrow. "Time to pick the perfect pumpkins for Halloween," he announced. One by one, he chose the pumpkins with the most frightening potential. Maeve watched as her family members were carefully placed in the wheelbarrow, heading off to become jack-o'-lanterns. She waited patiently, hoping Farmer Joe would see how special she was too. But as the sun began to set, Maeve realized she was the only pumpkin left in the patch. Farmer Joe had passed her by, looking for scarier options. Maeve's leaves drooped with disappointment. Just then, a soft voice called out, "Oh, what a lovely pumpkin!" It was Mrs. Whiskers, the kind old lady who lived down the lane. She hobbled into the patch with her cane, her eyes twinkling behind her glasses. "Why, hello there," Maeve wanted to say, but of course, pumpkins can't talk. Mrs. Whiskers gently patted Maeve's smooth surface. "You're perfect for my fall decorations. Would you like to come home with me?" Maeve's stem tingled with excitement as Mrs. Whiskers carefully picked her up and carried her home. Once inside, Mrs. Whiskers placed Maeve on a cozy windowsill overlooking the street. "Now let's give you a little makeover," Mrs. Whiskers said with a wink. She brought out paints, glitter, and ribbons. Instead of carving a scary face, Mrs. Whiskers painted Maeve with cheerful colors and tied a pretty bow around her stem. As trick-or-treaters began to arrive on Halloween night, Maeve glowed with pride in her new look. Children pointed and smiled at her, their eyes lighting up with delight. "Look at that happy pumpkin," they exclaimed, forgetting for a moment about the spooky decorations around them. Maeve realized that she didn't need to be scary to be special. By being herself and spreading joy, she had found her true purpose. As the night went on, more and more children gathered around Mrs. Whiskers' window to admire Maeve. They giggled and waved, their faces reflecting the happiness Maeve exuded. Even the scariest costumed trick-or-treaters couldn't help but smile when they saw Maeve's cheerful face. She had become the talk of the neighborhood, bringing light and laughter to what was usually a spooky night. When Halloween was over, Mrs. Whiskers didn't put Maeve away with the other decorations. Instead, she kept her on the windowsill throughout the fall season, reminding everyone who passed by that there's always room for a little joy, even in the darkest times. As winter approached and Maeve's time came to an end, Mrs. Whiskers had an idea. She carefully scooped out Maeve's seeds and planted them in her garden. The following year, a whole new patch of pumpkins grew from Maeve's seeds. And just like their mother, these pumpkins were more interested in bringing smiles than scares. From that Halloween on, Mrs. Whiskers' house became known as the happiest spot in town during the spooky season. Children looked forward to seeing what cheerful pumpkin creations would grace her windowsill each year. And so, Maeve's legacy lived on, reminding everyone that sometimes the best way to stand out is not by being the scariest, but by being the kindest and spreading joy in your own unique way. As you drift off,